The Anchorage School District has three bond propositions on the April 5th municipal ballot. Proposition 1 is the largest request. It seeks voter approval for $37,132,000 to complete the renovation and additions to Service High School. The overall renovation of the approximately 40-year-old facility has involved previous construction stages. The current request represents the final phase. The project includes career, technical, and vocational classrooms, dining and food services, physical education and ROTC areas, performing art classrooms, and a 700-seat auditorium. The school district says the Service High renovation qualifies for 60% or $16.8 million in state debt reimbursement. The property tax cost to retire Proposition 1 bonds is estimated at $5.19 per $100,000 of assessed valuation. Annual operations and maintenance costs would be approximately $1.12 per $100,000. The district says when completed, the renovations reduce the current operating and maintenance costs at that part of Service High. As is true for all three school district bonds, property taxpayers throughout the municipality would cover the cost. Proposition 2 contains district-wide building life extension and design projects. It seeks approval for $16,865,000 in bonds, with the state covering either 60 to 70% of the cost for most projects. In Proposition 2, 18 schools would have design or improvement projects. The latter include roof replacements, heating system renovations, safety and lighting upgrades, and communication work. Various relocatable classrooms would also be upgraded. With state reimbursement, the property tax cost to retire the bonds is estimated at $1.52 per $100,000 of assessed valuation. Proposition 3 is a request for $17 million in bonds to improve and expand career, technical, and vocational education program facilities at 6 district high schools, 5 middle schools, and the King Career Center. Proposition 3 projects qualify for 70% state reimbursement. The impact on property taxes is estimated at $1.30 per $100,000 of assessed valuation. As with Proposition 2, there are no new operations and maintenance costs associated with this bond. Last year, the Anchorage School District had no bond requests before the voters. Proposition 4 is the largest of 5 Anchorage municipal bond requests on the April 5th ballot. It's officially entitled Anchorage Roads and Drainage Service Area Road and Storm Drainage Bonds. Proposition 4 requests voter approval to issue general obligation bonds up to $30,850,000 for design and construction work throughout the service area. They include 22 roadway, 2 traffic department, 6 safety, and 3 drainage projects. Mayor Dan Sullivan describes the amount of the proposition's road and drainage proposal as the smallest in years. Sullivan notes the bonds are mostly directed toward maintaining and renovating existing infrastructure rather than new construction. 75% of the bond money would go to projects ready to begin this year. Among Proposition 4 projects scattered across the Anchorage Road and Drainage Service Area, over $7 million for 9th Avenue reconstruction from Cordova to Latouche Streets, $3 million for various pavement rehab projects, nearly $2 million for the Dowling Road Spruce Street snow disposal site, $1.3 million for the 73rd and 74th Avenue waterline extension, $1 million for intersection and traffic safety improvements, and $650,000 for signal system signage and safety improvements. Also, construction starts for road upgrades for the Arlene Street, Pelican and Kingfisher Drive area, Raspberry Road, and Arctic Boulevard to C Street. Some smaller projects include $500,000 for school zone safety, $250,000 for pedestrian safety, and $100,000 to construct miscellaneous American Disability Act improvements around the city. If approved, the increase in property taxes per $100,000 of assessed valuation is approximately $10 annually to retire the bonds, with an additional $2.11 for annual maintenance and operation costs. Proposition 4's $30,850,000 would provide a match for $31 million in state grants. While voters throughout the municipality will vote on Proposition 4, only those property owners living within the Anchorage Roads and Drainage Service area will pay for them. That area includes much of the Anchorage Bowl, but not property taxpayers in Girdwood, Eagle River, Chugiak, or most of the hillside. Proposition 5 on the April 5th municipal ballot is entitled Anchorage Bowl Parks and Recreation Service Area Capital Improvement Bonds. It requests voter approval for up to $3 million in general obligation bonds to improve trails, neighborhood parks, family recreation areas, recreation facilities, and portions of the football stadium. A broad breakdown of the bond projects shows $500,000 toward various neighborhood parks. The money continues a plan that would rehabilitate all service area parks in 6 years. $1 million toward repair and renovation of greenbelt trails. $1 million for upgrades to the football stadium concession and locker room facility. Both are currently closed due to serious structural and seismic deficiencies. And $500,000 for the South Anchorage Sports Complex. If approved, retirement of Proposition 5 bonds would require an estimated 88 cents per $100,000 of assessed valuation. The proposition would also require approximately $1.12 per year to cover operations and maintenance costs. While voters throughout the municipality decide the fate of Proposition 5, only those property owners living in the Anchorage Bowl Parks and Recreation Service Area will cover its costs. If approved, Proposition 5 would not affect the property taxes in Chugiak, Eagle River, Girdwood, and other areas outside the Anchorage Bowl Parks and Recreation Service Area. Proposition 6 appears on the April ballot as Area-Wide Public Safety and Transit Capital Improvement Bonds. The bond proposition is for $941,000. The largest portion, $520,000, is for an ambulance replacement, which includes equipment. The remainder goes to public transportation for support vehicles, along with disability access and information projects. That portion of the proposition would attract $1,684,000 in matching federal funds. If voters pass Proposition 6, the cost to property taxpayers would be 24 cents per $100,000 of assessed valuation to retire the bonds, and 3 cents annually per $100,000 for operations and maintenance. The costs for the Proposition 6 bonds would be covered by property taxpayers throughout the municipality of Anchorage. Proposition 7 on Tuesday's April 5th ballot reads, Anchorage Fire Service Area Fire Protection Bonds. The requested bonds total $1,150,000. The money would replace a ladder truck and other related capital costs. The original ladder truck was destroyed by fire. If approved, the cost to retire the Proposition 7 bonds is estimated at 31 cents per $100,000 of assessed valuation for property taxpayers in the Anchorage Fire Service Area. Because it is a replacement and not a new ladder truck, the operations and maintenance costs were already approved with the earlier truck. Voters throughout the municipality will decide Proposition 7, but only those in the Anchorage Fire Service Area will cover the bonds. The Anchorage Fire Service Area is roughly the Anchorage Bowl and portions of Eagle River. It does not include Chugiak, Birchwood, Peters Creek, Girdwood, and portions of Glen Alps and Rabbit Creek. Proposition 8 is Anchorage Metropolitan Police Service Area Facilities Bonds. This bond package is the smallest of the 8 proposals voters will consider. Its total is $250,000. The ballot states the money will go toward improvements to public safety facilities and related police protection capital improvements. What that means is that the bond money would purchase and install a new cooling system in the police department's dispatch center. Because the dispatch equipment is used 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the dispatch area can become too warm. This installation would keep the computers at a proper temperature. Voter approval of Proposition 8 will raise property taxes in the Anchorage Metropolitan Police Service area by 6 cents per $100,000 of assessed valuation to retire the bonds. No additional operations and maintenance costs are required. The Anchorage Metropolitan Police Service area includes the Anchorage Bowl, Hillside, and Eagle River Chugiak. It does not include Girdwood, Bird Creek, and Indian. However, voters throughout the municipality of Anchorage will decide Proposition 8. To see a sample ballot with all the propositions, as well as the citywide school board candidates and your area-specific assembly race, go to kska.org or kakm.org for a link to the sample ballot map. While the majority of the 11 citywide propositions on this spring's Anchorage municipal ballot involve bond proposals, 3 do not. Proposition 9 presents a property tax exemption. Proposition 10 concerns downtown parking tickets, and Proposition 11 is an advisory asking about mandatory picture IDs for over-the-counter alcohol purchases. Proposition 9 reads, "May the municipality, by ordinance, grant a disabled veteran real property tax exemption to an eligible widow or widower under age 60. Currently, disabled veterans and seniors get $150,000 exemption on their assessed valuation when figuring their property taxes. If approved, Proposition 9 would include surviving spouses of disabled veterans. Mayor Dan Sullivan said his staff estimates the total taxes that would need to be covered could range between $14,000 to $76,000. If approved, the tax exemption becomes retroactive to January 1, 2011. Proposition 10 asks voters, "Shall Anchorage Municipal Charter Article 21, Municipal Code Enforcement Standards, be amended to authorize a limited delegation of downtown parking violation enforcement to a municipal authority or municipal agency? That municipal authority could only ticket violations such as expired meters or parking in a handicapped or no parking zone. And its jurisdiction boundaries would be Ship Creek on the north, Gamble Street on the east, 10th Avenue on the south, and M Street on the west." The municipal charter now allows only sworn police officers to issue tickets. Downtown businesses say stricter enforcement of legal parking times would lead to increased space turnover and more customers. Some critics worry the new agency might replicate the past overzealous enforcement policies of a previous municipal agency. Those actions led to the charter change, demanding only sworn officers could issue tickets. Mayor Sullivan says the most likely group to take over from the officers would be the Community Development Authority. Unlike all the other 10 propositions on the ballot, number 11 is advisory and involves a policy that the Anchorage Assembly has yet to resolve. It reads, "Should the municipality of Anchorage require mandatory photo identification for sale of alcohol by package liquor stores?" Again, Proposition 11 is advisory and will not automatically produce a change in law.